If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
I seen your picture. Your name in lights above it.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. So weird to have a whole group of people on the stream just talking about you.
Yeah, isn't it?
In the time that I just went to the bathroom, I came back and Joel Bradley already has my OnlyFans page named Beanies and Weenies.
Well,
ooh, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
That's actually not bad.
You might have to charge him a fee or give him a fee for that.
Charge him a fee.
Yeah, don't charge him. You have to give him a fee.
I'll give him a free show. Something special for JB.
Free subscription.
One month at level one tier.
What if it was just it's that, but it's just you wearing a knit hat like that and just eating a bowl of beans?
Hey. To each their own.
That's when I don't mind them talking about us. But when, like, you know, like one of us gets up to go to the bathroom or whatever, and people, where'd they go? Where'd they go? None of your business.
Jeez. Andrew has such a love hate.
I can't help it. When they go, anyone know where Andrew is today? None of your business.
Speaking of, you got stiffed at a restaurant?
I got stiffed at a restaurant, and I don't know quite how to feel about it. So I went to a restaurant. I guess I won't say which restaurant
it was. I'm so excited.
Come on.
I'm so excited. What could have happened?
It involves, here's what I'll say. It involves things that fly. So I went to the flying restaurant and I got the two couple meal with the old wife, and it was like the total was $22.13. I remember that because it was the stiffing in question was 87 cents. So time comes, my wife pays with two twenties. She has, you know, she's the moneymaker in the house.
Sure.
So she pays with two twenties. The waitress picks up the two twenties, and something's up. She goes and she's like counting over at the kind of host station. And then she moves back to the kitchen and I see her consulting with another waitress and they keep like looking over at us. And I was like, was that real money that she paid with? Did she pay with like Monopoly money? And so we just sitting there. We're just sitting there for a long time. I don't know what's happening. And then, first of all, like I said, the meal was $22.17, and when she picked up or $22.13, and when she picked up the $2.20, she said, "Do you want change back?" And it's like, okay,
yeah, a little bit,
yeah,
just
a
tad.
Change would be
is that
normally we tip 90%, but yeah. We just weren't sure if the meal was that good.
Yeah, we normally double up our bill by tipping,
and so she brings back she brings back.
I'm like, he did not get stiffed.
Yeah, you just got stiffed. You got paid.
You stiffed them.
You got paid.
She brings back like
this
seven.
This is not the opiates, right?
No, I'm as confused as
okay.
you, Dave.
It's me being stupid with numbers.
Okay.
She brings back 17, like a solid number. So basically, there is 87 cents unaccounted for, not in our favor. Yeah.
Right.
And there was no mention of it. She just like dropped it off and said, okay, here you go. Have a great day. And then, you know, scampered off to go do waitress things.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're just kind of like staring at it like, is there supposed to be a little more? So we just left a slightly smaller tip than we normally would.
Yeah, and like 87 cents smaller.
Yeah, about 87 cents less of a tip than we normally
would.
Well,
that's where that money's going to go.
And walked out the door, but I didn't know what you guys, we kind of went back and forth about, like, do we make this a thing? Do we tell somebody? Do we alert? Is she doing some sort of, you know, is this waitress running some sort of, like, rounding tip scam to
yeah,
put money in
rich.
Her own pocket?
Yeah, making it 80. She's going to make a whole extra $3 this week.
Yeah.
But, like, we didn't know what to do.
One more month, she can eat at her own restaurant.
And we were in, a little bit of a hurry to leave. So
where are you guys eating, both of you, for $22?
He doesn't want to say.
I don't want to say.
I think I know where
off
it is.
Off the air, he can tell us.
If you guess, I won't say if you get it
I don't
right.
want to guess.
Okay.
Because no. I don't want to.
Yeah, we don't
want to
be besmirching people.
I honestly don't think this is a very big deal. It sounds like maybe.
Oh, I know where you were.
I think maybe their computer was like not doing the math for them. And sometimes people struggle with like knowing the change to give back.
Yeah.
So she might have thought she was rounding down or something. She might have thought she was like rounding up to the next dollar and actually giving you a little more.
Yeah. Helping us out rather than.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't think she was like knowingly stealing 87 cents specifically.
I also.
Seems insane to me.
It seemed weird if there was like number problems involved or computer problems or whatever, or you couldn't make change. Like maybe say something like, oh, right. I know you're missing 87 cents. I'm sorry. We don't have any coins right now.
Right. That was a possibility, too, as a former waiter.
That's what leads me to believe that she did the math wrong in her head.
Yeah.
And she meant to give you 18. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know. I get it. I see what you're saying.
Because it's just like the fact that she was going back and forth to the kitchen is maybe she was like, wait, so how much is it?
How do
yeah,
I know?
Which,
change?
I mean, I'm not. Innocent. I mean, in telling the story, I got the number wrong like four times.
And she only gave me back more money than I was owed.
I gave her $2.20s. I gave her $2.20s. She gave me back $4.20s. And I'm like, what the hell is this?
I got stiffed.
I'm paying double.
I think it's way more likely just an honest mistake.
Yeah.
But a dumb one.
Well, we chose not to make a thing. I mean, sure. I chose to talk about it on the radio to thousands of people, but we chose not to tell the one person.
Didn't make it a thing.
I mean, no, it's an easy solve, though, because if you leave that out, that extra money will go to the person. Anything that they turn in that's above and beyond what the bill is counted as a tip. So that she's not missing that tip. You're giving up less of it, but that 87 cents is still part of her tip.
Or, I mean, wouldn't it just go in the drawer?
Yeah, I mean, like you depend the restaurants I worked at, they're all a little different. Like if you just get to keep your tips versus having to like share your tips with other people.
Yeah, tip out from like whatever. Is that how that's done? It's like whatever's extra in the till gets divvied up amongst
something
the people that, who
something
need
along
tips.
Those, but in this case, for example, like most of, when I at least when I was waiting tables, you have cash and you have to bring cash so you can make change for. And back then, people used cash more in the 1990s, the olden times. You would have to have cash, singles, change, so you could make change, and you would keep all of it until the end of the day, and all you were responsible for was turning in the amount of cash that is on your checks for the cash payment checks that weren't the credit cards. So that extra, anything left over is yours. So in this case, that 87 cents would be left over. It would still be hers. So if you just deducted from the tip, you're still tipping her those 87 cents.
Man, what do you guys think she's going to buy with that 87 cents?
Sky's the limit.
A gumball.
So, one tell me about try. The nude steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Not the same night, right?
It was the same night. That's why we were in a hurry.
You know what? Budget is a little shot at this point, but we're still going to go.
Brad actually sent this story, and he was like, I don't want to talk about this, but maybe you guys can talk about it. It is a South Florida steakhouse, and they have launched nude dining. A nude dining experience, they're calling it. It's at the first Monday of every month, the Class Soiree Steakhouse, which you know a place is classy when it's called the Classy Steakhouse.
It should just be called the Ass Steakhouse.
Damn.
Ass Soiree Steakhouse. The C and the L neon letters are burnt out. They hold an evening where diners are allowed to partake in, quote, a yummy meal. Without wearing any clothes. They came up with the concept as a way to attract new businesses. They said, yes, this is legal. Because I think that's the first question that everybody gets.
Wouldn't be the first question they'd
I'm
get.
I'm sorry,
but...
can we pause for a second? Wheels, whatever you're looking at on your laptop is playing out of the speaker.
No, it's not on. Is it?
Something was playing over there.
All right.
It's the nude steakhouse. I'm watching nude steakhouse videos.
It's actually a Fox News story about this nude steakhouse.
Here's something else that's interesting. It's tickets to, if you want to do this, if you want to dine in the nude in this restaurant and eat steak, it's $250 for men, $150 for women.
What?
Now, this is not that uncommon in these kind of like...
Ladies' night.
Yeah, exactly.
You want to get more women in there.
You want to get more women in there.
They call that the meat tax.
I just thought that was interesting because, like, yeah, you want to get more women in there, but, like, it's still $150.
Does that include the dinner?
It includes the dinner.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they think the guys eat more?
Ooh. Maybe.
Easy.
Maybe the worst part is that they say that they are expecting around 20 people. That's a problem to me.
If you go as a couple, the man and the woman, they're equal because the couple is $300. So I guess what they don't want is a bunch of looky-loos.
Yeah, they don't want a bunch of dudes.
I'm so on Andrew's side here. If somehow you could convince me to consider doing this, it's like, okay, 100 people at the restaurant. All right, maybe.
Yeah.
Just 18 other, if you go as a couple and there's only 18 other people, that's like you're getting to know each other.
Yeah.
100 people, levels. 100 people is a party. 20 right. people is an intimate gathering amongst
that
friends.
20 people, that could turn into something else real quick.
Yeah. 20 people is like, 20 people is a subway car. That's not a giant dining experience.
what's the draw to eating naked?
Boobs.
Well, I mean, I get being, but not why with food?
Steak.
Andrew gets there and he's like, before I dine, if I gave you $40, how are you doing the math?
Yeah. Do you guys have coins? We need change.
Here's 270, and I do want change back. Thank you.
I will not be stiff tonight.
That's where they got the idea. They heard me say I got stiffed at a restaurant.
And
they're like,
and I'm the one on opiates, and he's over here.
It gives me an idea.
That's such a bizarre story. It's got to be a publicity thing, right? They're going to do this like once.
Yes. I don't think they're passionate about having nude butts on their chairs.
They're
going to
do it
steak.
One time. Well, that's it. That's another thing.
Yeah. Are they going to put like napkins
down?
Yeah. Yeah.
You going to get just special chairs for Nakey Night?
Yeah. If they have Monday naked dining night, I don't know if I want to go
sit
Tuesday
in that chair
morning.
On Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. Where am I sitting for the lunch special on Tuesday?
Like, I would be down to do most stuff naked. Eating is at the very bottom of
right.
the
list.
Yeah.
Right.
Like eating in a restaurant with strangers. And also, so they point out that it's legal because the entire staff is clothed. And I actually don't like that much either because that makes me
you
feel
want them
isolated.
Naked too?
Yeah.
Well, I feel isolated.
It's like a power imbalance.
There's a power. Thank you. It's a power imbalance. I want the chef nude cooking.
That can't be legal.
If I'm going to be nude dining.
You don't want that.
No, it's not. That's why they say this is legal to
right.
do.
Does he
is
not
because
want,
the,
he doesn't
you don't
want,
want,
the
you
staff
want a naked
to be
chef.
Dressed.
Well, the staff is all wearing clothes. They're
right,
all like fully
should
dressed.
Be naked.
And that creates a power.
Yeah,
if I'm
no,
sitting
no,
here
I'm,
naked in the chair and they're
I'm
coming
naked,
up fully
you're naked.
Thank you. That's how I feel.
Well, yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I know we're going late, but one more question.
do
you arrive and then you take your clothes off?
Sounds
great
like
question.
It. So in the Fox News story that was playing over my computer, the hostess is also apparently naked.
What?
And greet you at the door so you'll feel more comfortable getting naked right there, I guess.
Sweet.
Oh, you just have to strip like in the foyer?
Well, if you're going to be out, who cares?
You know what? That's a fair point.
If you're all going to be out there while you're eating steak and taters, what's the difference?
just getting into the Uber naked.
Yeah.
I think you know where I'm going.
We do like the world. We just had the World Naked Bike Ride like 2 weekends ago here in St. Louis. And it's like you show up to that naked.
Yeah.
Or you
humans
know, wearing whatever
ate
clothes.
Naked for 100,000 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Even they put something on. sat on.
And how mad were you at that guy?
Skin or whatever.
That first guy. You're like, seriously, Ned, you're going to cover it up.
I think it would sound. I think
you're
that
making
it,
me feel like there's a power imbalance here.
I don't like any of this. I go, what if you spill?
New dining could be fun, but I think the moment you like drop a piece of steak and it leaves the like
yes!
you know, Worcestershire trail down your nude chest, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of turn off.
This is a dark moment in my life. Perhaps darker than I expected.
Yeah. I mean, like, you don't even do that at home.
Let's all try it at home.
No.
You're home.
Okay. All right.
20 people only.
20 people.
But I'm going to be the chef, so I'm going to be clothed.
20 person new dining at Kevin's house.
Do I know 20 people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know 20 people you'd get naked?
No.
They'll work on it. All right. Interesting.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.
Very quick little segment here. Dave Murray joins us on the other side of the bottom of the hour break. I used to think that Donald Trump or a 13-year-old boy was running the simulation. I'm now convinced it's Tom Holland. Based on Spider-Man and Endgame, he holds the record for the person involved with the two biggest Hollywood openings of all time. He's married to Zendaya. He's a fine-looking, cute little boy, but for the love of God.
I was kind of saying that yesterday, like, must be nice to be Tom.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 30. He looks like he's 12.
Mm-hmm. People must love it.
I mean, I don't know about other stuff, because he was in The Odyssey, but he's not really, like, the main dude. He's a pretty perfect Spider-Man, though.
Yeah.
I mean, Spider-Man's, like, starts off as a teenage kid.
He is maybe my favorite Spider-Man thus far that we've seen.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX 334. Dave Murray time brought to you by the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center.
Also sponsored by Hoff Heating and Air Conditioning. Sorry, I should have said that before.
I don't think that works.
It does.
Competing AC companies.
Hey, look, I didn't do it. I'm just reading what they tell me to read.
I think that's breaking one of the cardinal rules of radio, if I'm not mistaken.
I think it is, too.
Yeah. Dave, look at you in the purple.
Well, it's kind of blue.
We kind of match.
Yeah, we kind of match.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
I like it. How are things?
All is good. There's a large group of folks from St. Louis in Newport Beach. They've been here for the last couple of days. They do a lot of good things in St. Louis, and we're hosting them for dinner.
Very nice. Very nice.
About 20, 22 people, I think it is.
You taking them to the nude steakhouse?
I was going to say, you guys are staying clothed, right?
That's the plan, anyway.
with the Murrays, you never know.
You got a party bus waiting outside.
Yeah.
Take you straight to the Nakey Steakhouse.
You can start with all the clothes you want, but never know.
Well, it's looks like part of dinner. You know, you want a salad? Okay, something's got to come off.
Strip dinner. Never thought of that. So, man, gorgeous weather.
It's fantastic again today. We're a little bit warmer than yesterday, but the humidity levels are still nice. It's a quiet day tomorrow, a little warmer. I think we get to about 91. And during the afternoon, we'll start to feel the humidity make a comeback. Kind of a slow process. Then we go into the unsettled weather we've been talking about Wednesday night, Thursday night, early Friday morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Nothing widespread as far as severe weather. And though it could start at any time Wednesday night, I think probably most of it is late Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. I think we can squeeze in part. And Thursday, no all-day rain by any means. Just scattered showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, partly sunny. 85 on Thursday. Friday, nothing more than a spot thunderstorm. Pretty good day, partly sunny at about 88. The weekend looks dry, sunshine. Saturday, 89, and Sunday, sunny and up to 93. And it looks like, or at least early next week, hanging in the low 90s for the most part.
Which is kind of where we're supposed to be, right?
Yeah. You know, that's above average, but that's when you think about August in St. Louis, you know, you say 91, 92, 93. Yeah, that sounds about right.
So, Dave, I'm seeing on the national news and TikTok and such that this last week, maybe this week too, just setting heat records all over the place and around where you are and Death Valley, you know, is this nothing to see
Boy,
here?
It's August and it's hot in Death Valley. Who would have thought?
Not
it's
me.
The end of the world.
I would have thought it'd be super nice.
That's when you plan to go.
That's what I learned in my weather
walk
spotter.
Across Death Valley in August. It's the perfect time.
I wonder what 125 feels like.
Oh, it's a dry heat. So it feels like 120.
I never do country music news, but there's good and bad news in the world of country music. Want to hear it?
Yeah.
The good news is that Jelly Roll is taking a 2-year break from performing.
Take
all the time you need, brother.
I guess I didn't realize that he was country.
That's what he says.
I don't know one of his songs.
Yeah.
I think he's considered country.
But he's being replaced by a new country artist. Anyone want to take a wild stab?
Jelly Donut.
No.
Adam Wainwright.
Is it like a former politician?
You're not far off.
Oh. Wow.
Travis Kelce.
Oh. We need more Travis Kelce.
Is making
his, Enough.
Is making his first country album.
All right.
An insider says Taylor Swift's friends in the industry think he's underestimating how difficult it will be.
I bet he is.
Other doofus out there thinks it's easier to play sports than it is.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's doing that. But he also, like, is she going to produce it for him or what?
Wow, you just said that.
I don't know.
Not like you.
What?
You just sound like a different human.
Oh. I had to change the subject, so I had to change the tone.
But why is Jelly Roll taking 2 years off?
I don't know.
That's a good question.
Dave is the number one Jelly Roll correspondent. By a mile. He's like,
We talk about Jelly Roll every day, but we never have the details.
I never look at details.
But when it comes to Jelly Roll, taking time off.
Hey, he's leaving good enough.
I don't need an explanation.
That's the only detail I care about.
According to Google AI, he's taking the hiatus to focus on his mental health and personal healing after his divorce.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know that he and his wife got divorced, and I thought that might have something to do with it. Yeah,
perfect.
Dave's Jelly Roll Google alert went off.
Do they have kids? Do we know if they have kids?
I don't think so.
And then, would they be little donut holes?
Little munchkins.
Yeah.
What is a jelly roll, by the way?
That's a good question. I always thought it was like a jelly donut.
Yeah, it's kind of that. Yeah, I think.
It's either that or one of those spiral
I thought it was just
cakes.
referring to he was a big fat guy.
Jeez.
Jelly roll.
He's a big fat guy. I don't know.
Not anymore. He's lost a lot of weight.
That's why he's taking a hiatus. He's got to gain it all back.
It's a rolled sponge cake filled with jam.
There we go.
Dave was closest. You win. I know I was on opiates yesterday, but and tomorrow, who knows?
Maybe.
I saw several ads on my TikTok for dog wigs. Am I the only one getting these?
Like gags, like jokes, like funny ones, or like serious, like here's a wig to make your dog look like they did 10 years ago.
I don't know how to answer that question, Wheels.
Well, like people put costumes on their dogs, you know? Like,
is it a wig for you to make you look like a dog?
Oh.
No, they were putting the wigs on the dogs.
Okay.
Okay.
And as I've always said, the dogs don't like wigs.
No, they don't like anything being put on them. No, they don't like costumes. They don't like little shirts. They don't like that.
But I appreciate Wheels' question. Is it like a fetching blonde bob, or is it like, oh, we're going to make your dog's fur look fuller?
No, it's like a bob.
Okay, so it's to put a human wig on them for funny.
Long time ago. It's
like, did you ever want your dog to be a brunette?
I think I snapped a photo of it. Hold on, nudie.
Janice got raincoats for our dogs a long time ago. And she said, you know, they get so wet, and then you spend a half hour drying them off. I said, they're labs. They're supposed to get wet.
Yeah.
So she puts these things on them, and they take one step, and they look at her like, that's as far as we're going.
Yeah.
We are not going out. We're not going to be seen in these things.
Mom, we look stupid.
Yeah, our guys are really, really little. So they have winter coats for when it's super cold. They hate it, but if it's super cold, they'll deal with it.
You got the picture yet,
no,
Dave?
No, I don't.
Oh, I just looked up pictures of wigs for dogs. It's just like putting costumes. It's a gag for like funnies. I don't think there's any like purpose for the dog's benefit.
Like a bald dog.
It's not for the dog's benefit, let's put it that way. It's for the people to be like, ha, 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 look. Yeah, they don't like that. They also don't like also don't like little booties or shoes on their feet.
No. They might like it. They can't talk. We don't know.
Well,
actually, they can. They can talk.
Yeah.
Gen Z has a new name for something.
What's that?
Inflidating. It is a mix of inflation and dating because now they have to date on a budget.
Do they really say that?
Yeah.
They call
no
it
one
what?
Says infladating.
Infladating.
Sounds something much worse.
You're on opiates. That thing you're holding isn't even, yeah. There's no words
thank
on that
you,
paper.
Rachel, yeah, you're got right. That. It's completely blank.
That's a blank piece of paper. And Dave's like, inflating.
They're putting the wigs on the dogs.
The dogs can no longer afford dates. They have spent their money on wigs.
Gen Z is calling it dog hair plugs.
Jelly Roll, he got on a SpaceX rocket. He's not coming back.
He's just gone.
Why is Jelly Roll taking time off? He appears to have morphed into some sort of ooze.
What are we doing? You're not helping me.
I have lost the thread. I have no idea.
I don't know. We need to go back to headlines.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're talking about at this point.
Jelly Roll's taking time off for his dog hair plug business.
I'm still thinking about inflating, and why don't you just say you're just going on a cheap date?
Where's Jelly Roll going? I don't know.
He's going on an infla date.
Not so he left.
He's going away from us.
He's shrink sizing us.
Where did Jelly Roll go? Nobody knows. He's missing.
We're infla rolling, okay?
Yeah.
Come home, Jelly Roll. We miss you.
You're doing like a comeback Shane thing.
Yeah.
But for Jelly Roll.
Come back, Jelly Roll. Come back.
Dave Murray does not think this is funny.
No, neither does Wheeler. Neither does Wheeler.
Well, he also doesn't think his shirt's purple, so.
I don't even know if I follow where it went. I'm confused
It's a callback type thing.
It's a reference.
I came to the fork in the road and I went that way. Conversation.
I'm still at the fork. I don't know which way we went. I'm like, which way did they go, George? Which way did they go?
Jelly Roll has left to make dog wigs for infladates.
Dog wigs have become far too expensive. And that's why you can't go on a nice date anymore.
I'm still at the fork in the road.
The only one who can fix it is Jelly Roll. But we don't know where he is.
This is what we call jelly rolling.
Yeah, Dave's been jelly rolling this whole show.
I don't know, but we all want what you're on, Dave.
Oh, boy.
I know that Dave is actually on strong pain pills because he looks a little scared right now. Like, this has kind of gotten away from him, and he's like, okay, okay.
There was a moment where I was like, I figured it out. Oh, no,
yeah. No, right now, I'm what they call riding the wave. So,
yeah, just don't panic, and it's all going to be okay.
It's jelly rolling.
It's all
going
to be fine. Thank you, Dave.
All right. My pleasure.
Let me off this thing, Dave.
Take me with you wherever you go when you disappear from this.
I want to go with Jelly Roll.
Take me with you, Jelly Roll.
Where's that wig?
I ain't got no wig for my dog. I'm not even sure you people are real.
I'm not even sure that I'm real.
The alarm's going to go off at any minute, and then it'll be time for a Tuesday show.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On KMOX. Skip's going to be here top of the hour to do the Sweet 16 of best all-time sports nicknames. It's so funny. I love Klaibs, and I knew this would happen when he was on a couple hours ago. I'm like, hey, Klaibs, give me your number one, and he gave like 50. So it's like he pretty much said all of them that we're going to say.
No, there's like 9,000 of these, so it'll be easy.
Is it okay that I don't have very many?
Sure.
I figure that you guys will have a ton.
You're going to get a zero in the class.
Oh, no, I get 50%.
Zeros. 50%. No zeros.
Anyone know where the phrase cut to the chase comes from?
Nope.
Yes.
Tell me.
I'd rather hear if you know
okay.
it first.
It comes from the silent film era when movies usually had long love stories that ended with a thrilling chase scene. So when people would be tired of the love story, they'd say, just cut to the chase. Just cut to the chase.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right.
You know what else is interesting? I hate car chases.
Me too. I hate them, Dave.
I find them the most boring thing in cinema.
Wild.
It almost ruined one battle after another for me because I actually really loved that movie, but there's a long car chase at the end, and it's so long that the first time I watched the movie, I was like, I don't know if I'm ever going to watch this movie again.
Yeah.
It's so long. And like, it just doesn't hold that much tension for me because I'm like, well, if the car crashes, the scene's over.
Yeah, so I know you're going to make it.
Yeah, I have a hunch that we're going to keep going here.
Yeah. Agreed. Florida, the Sunshine State, has more indoor tanning salons than McDonald's locations.
That's crazy. Yeah, tanning is coming back with a
big
force.
Time.
It's Florida.
Tanning and
just
smoking.
Go sit in your backyard for 10 minutes.
Nude steakhouses.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's just wildening. That's just it.
Goo, get this. A man put a spike strip in his lawn because kids were riding their bikes across his lawn and running across his lawn, playing like Ghost in the Graveyard at night. So he made his own spike strip with plastic and 43-inch screws sticking up out of it.
That's jail time, right?
Said he's charged with a misdemeanor. He could be looking at 180 days in jail or a $100,000 fine. That's not enough.
No, give him the 180 for sure, though.
Yeah.
You need to spend time in jail. That's...
Why do you want to hurt kids, dude?
I mean, like, that's not just, like, oh, he got a fell and got a bruise. Like, that's like, you could kill a kid that
sure.
way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that feels incredibly malicious.
Do you know how easy it would be to kill an overweight country star with a...
with a spike strip in your yard?
I'm just saying. Something to consider.
He was riding his bike.
Something to think about.
Real
that's
fast.
That's how he lost all the weight.
He was riding his bike away because he's going.
Yeah, he's going away. So
honey,
he's going
here
the
comes
other
jelly
way.
Roll. Get the strip out.
But the strip kind of popped him like a balloon, and that's how he lost all the weight.
Here's the weirdest story of the day. Mario Lopez posted an AI-generated video of his niece at a Dodgers game eating two hot dogs at once, then suggestively rubbing mustard on her face.
Yeah.
When there was huge backlash, he took it down, but it's still out there. Did you see it?
Yeah, it was crazy.
Dude, you want to talk about 180 days of jail time? That is really
crazy.
Messed up.
That's yeah. sick.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.